Waters of the U.S. is a great example, because look at what President Trump did. He took a reasonable approach. He said navigable waterways have a certain definition. It's very limited. It doesn't include creeks that run through Concho County. It doesn't include waterways that are not navigable. And again, this is for the purpose of taking private land. And so President Trump made a reasonable rule. It was easy to comprehend, easy to read, and now the Biden administration wants to go just the opposite direction. But no, I don't think it's possible for Congress to write every single thing down. However, we're watching very closely the Chevron deference case, and a lot of people watched what happened in West Virginia versus the EPA, and this is about the overreach of government. We had a meeting this week, and we talked about breaking down the regulatory state, the administrative state, deregulating things. And I think if there's a legacy that President Trump had in his first term, it's going to be deregulation. He allowed our economy to flourish. He allowed middle class to flourish. He allowed farmers, ranchers, energy producers, manufacturing, all sectors of our economy to do things because they could have a reasonable approach. Yes, they want to take care of clean air and clean water. Yes, they want to abide by local and state laws. But yes, we want to compete with China. And that's what, to me, agriculture really needs a boost to allow them to do that.